Miss Granger?
No.
Oh, sorry, I was expecting...
Dr. Granger. I can't abide a Ms. Can't abide most personal pronouns, if I'm honest. Thank God for a doctorate, eh? I sometimes wonder if that's the only reason I took one.
Commander Nathan Spring.
See? Commander, lovely. I think I might get a commander next.
I didn't come this far to fall fate of the cursed forest. Old friend, I have freed our people, and I will free you too.
Ready for liftoff to somewhere in the middle distance. What in the dickens? I've been on this track since they were in nappies. I'm practically dying out here. I could use a whiskey sour or a gimlet. Not that any of these young punks could make me one. Drinks are on me tonight.
The terrifying crime scene when Mother took me to see Dickie's remains. Blood and entrails all about. Police taking photographs. And on the floor, Uncle Dickie's body. Or so she told me. I'd never seen him without his head before.
I understand your need to be seen, the rebel captain. But let's not kid ourselves. You will do what I say when I say it. I'm the games master. I control the board. There is more at play here than just one city in ruins.
You following us, pal? You're not supposed to be down here. Humans belong in the human realm. The clue is in the name. It's not your world, human. We sprites were creating things way before you came along, acting like you own the place. Is there any way that we can go home? Because I'm a little bit scared and I think that big thing is heading towards us.
Nice job, Corporal. You finally made it. We were getting worried about you.
Thank you, Colonel. Got a bit hairy there. My team certainly deserves some R&R. We heard this base has the comfiest beds for 100 light years.
Whoa, that storm is rolling in rather quickly, Cloudsy. Mon Dieu, ça commence. J'avais peur, j'avais beaucoup peur.
I think there's nowhere to hide. I really will find you.
Oh dear, I don't think we're going to get out of this alive. I really, really don't.
I'm glad you're here, human. I don't mind a bit of danger.